Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with
yes.
Will Smith,
yes.
You say to them,
yeah.
Look, I have to have the Sabbath
yes.
off,
yes.
Which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
I
right.
stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job
yeah.
with Will Smith
yes.
and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Seasoned with spicy sauce. Real good.
And we're going to leave it just like that. 195 international countries, 102-814 is flashing. We'll bring Mr. Tibbs in, and he'll set the stage, and we'll come back and see if we can add to what he got on the table. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you made. So, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, Steve Royer.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother Seals Royal. Seals Royal, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. Well, we got a fine audience. Got a lot of memos on the table. We don't know which way we're going, but I know what we're going to do. 195 international countries, 102-814 was live on the international side. So whatever you got to say, we'll just wrap back and get out of our teeth prepared for another episode, part number 41. 195 international countries, 102-814 is flashing on the international side. Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother Searsville, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of a glorious number of attending people. And that glorious number that we're looking at is 102,814 people. And we know most of us have came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand, and that's without proper teaching. I think it's a good thing that you mentioned seasoned, because that's a magical word for most people that's been nurtured, tutored in what to say like a Pharisee. It brings us to think that most of us see the things that we're taught to see, and some looking can never find, again, without proper teaching. And why? Because it's the words of Yahuwah which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous that we talk about is in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahuwah is against them that do evil." 13, "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, as I said before, there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahuwah's word and receive it. They commend it and add unto it. And some that are listening to the same words we hear cast it behind their back. And what problem does that cause? It's not so good for others learning the word of Yahuwah. There are raven wolves in sheep clothing that come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwah-y things. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people are the ones that have to realize that we're here for one reason. That's not who sits on your left or who sits on your right, to spread rumors. But that's to teach the word of Yahuwah, the truth. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast. Open unto you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. That starts at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again, till the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address that the listening members can use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those current smart devices you own. Right in the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of the other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time, under the line, you might see menu. But after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. As doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live? Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains what the feast days are, how long they last, and when they end. Very important feature. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line this time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Now, after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects, related topics, or you can even state how our program was liked by you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8 says, "Answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other comes from the book of James. We look at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, there's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I'm beginning to see that they just may ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Once again, we also find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via email, voicemail, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos. As was said earlier in the program, even having thoughts of running a memo show. But don't think that's going to happen. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointing camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, as you might imagine, not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew's chapter 19, 26. Better take note, Steve. Well, it seems like some people calling don't know 1926. Now, for those of you who have missed the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine once again on any one of your devices. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, once again, a reminder, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, once again, today is another day that we're going to start talking about the word of Yahuwah. And as you can imagine, nothing has changed except the number of people that came to hear Yahuwah's word, which is an increasing number, which is a good thing. That means there are more out there that want to get some more of Yahuwah. And also those that commend it, add on to it, like myself. And only following by some casting the same word we listen to behind their backs, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible that make them happy. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. I think they're clearly forgotten we're only one man and one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if that's all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier, what Yahuwah the Son had said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So you have to remember that the Bible tells us, as a man or woman, we are measured by our works, the things we think, say, and do. And there's a lot of people out there that don't say the right thing. They absolutely don't think the right thing, and they're doing absolutely wrong, as you can see, as each day passes. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 tells us, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by thy works." Well, we have to show our works each and every time we come on this program. Each one of us that speak the word of Yahuwah. That's why I always say a teacher has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his students, he has to walk through that same door himself. Because you might already know there's those that ask questions for learning Yahuwah's word, and they're pretty serious. And those that ask questions just to see if you really know or try to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students, but already having knowledge, the teacher gains more experience by teaching because he already knows. So we're going to do some more teaching. Keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah. Yahuwah."
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tails. I will ask for your pardon, and we'll catch you on your closing conclusion, and thus says Yahweh, a little bit later in the broadcast. I was I'm looking at these memos that's coming in, and as we speak, and that's why I know this job is bigger than we think it is, because this kind of information comes in. It's very interesting. So that's why this ministry is aimed for the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite, to understand that the definition of being seasoned, you got to look in the mirror and see how you've been seasoned. Mm-hmm. You got to look into the mirror and see have you been seasoned. Because if you've been seasoned, your mindset would not be in the right order when it comes down to the Bible, if you've been seasoned. And what we're going to do, we're going to see, can we go over a couple of things that will examine have you been seasoned. Because you got big dignitaries from the vice presidents down to the only black senator saying that it's no racism in the United States. He said, no, that don't exist as we speak. And now that is a profound statement. So what we want to do, we want to examine the record. By being like a Berean, we're going to examine the record by being like a Berean in 17th chapter of Acts, verse 10 and 11. We're going to see what was told to a people in the book. And what I want the six anointed camps to make sure you soundly do is give yourself a litmus test to make sure that you is on the right track, or is you part of the seasoning? We're going to find out. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little look at some things about your health. Your health first. Because you have to have, your stomach have to be properly set. Because your stomach's not right, your body's not going to be right. Death begins in your colon. See, death begins in your colon. Death begins in your colon. Once you understand that it's certain food that if you eat it, although it might taste good for you, but if it's bad on your colon and it stays in your body past the 24 hours, it go past the 24 hours and you haven't flushed that out your belly. Although that was a great meal that was cooked for you. But that same meal is in your belly. And it's just like you leaving food over, you know, on a warm day, you leave it out. And you say, nah, you left the food out. You got to throw it out. So you're quick to say you got to throw that food out. But in the same token, the food that's in your belly, you still have it in your belly. Your bowels moves every 2-3 days. And that's putting work on your colon. That's aging the inside of your body. What you want to do is stop the aging inside your body by flushing all that toxic waste out of your body, or you can have no digestive issues. But what causes it? Weight gain, gas, skin disorder, fatigue, always tired. How you feel? Oh, I don't feel good. Always suck. Because it's what you put in that gut. That gut is causing the problem. So listen, you have to be able to look among the members in the six anointed camps from within. And you have to be clear that when you got to spot those that's in the congregation and see, because when you eat wrong, it also causes you to be grumpy. See, if you eat wrong, it'll cause you to be grumpy too. Your brain will be foggy. So sometimes you have a forgetful mind when you eat wrong. And you have moody swings. How you feel today? Oh, I don't know. I don't know yet. So that happens on what you intake of your food. So we're going to do everything we can to show you that, especially if you're in leadership, you have to be able to spot these issues to be able to help those that you're looking at by being in the leadership position of the Six Anointed Camps. And when you catch this kind of problem, you have to let them know that the first thing you have to do is change what you intake. You must eat plenty of green food, and you must, and like I said again, when you make your salad and drink a lot of water, that is excellent for your digestive system and getting rid of what you ate prior before you start stacking in more food. A lot of spring water in your gut. A lot of salads in your gut. Green food in your gut. And that'll help you from being moody and having all types of fatigue problems and colon problems, because once you get to your colon, that is the beginning of death to you. So it's so much on the table. Although I see all these memos, but sometimes you have to stop and look at when people start bogging you down with memos, they're trying to get you away from something because Satan always knows. Just like, how do a person, I don't care what kind of machinery he got, how can you predict the weather, what the weather going to be 2 weeks from today? It's nothing written in the book that you're supposed to do that. It ain't but one way you can predict the weather from 2 weeks from today, and that is you got Satan the devil working with you. That's Satan the devil himself. You can't predict that. But Yahweh allow a lot of things to happen because of the disobedience of the children of Israel. And that's why we have to take our time and look at this word called seasoning. We're going to find out one thing. And you know you're always supposed to start from within. Because we're going to take a look at that too. Let's go get Brother Yahdai in. Let's get something going on. And we're going to take a look at something because we want to make sure we're on the right track. And what I mean by we as a whole in the Six Anointed Camps, are we on the right track? See, we got to be on the right track. So we're going to check and find out more about seasoning. And I want you to examine yourself. I don't know where I'm going to go with it. And that's why I'm going to call on the righteous spirit to lead me through on where we're going to go to get started. So let's go bring in Brother Yahdai Israel, and we'll get something going on. But I'm definitely going to be looking at this word called seasoning. Seasoning. I'm definitely going to look at this word because your dignitaries that look like you, they said it's no such thing as racism in the United States. There's no such thing as racism, not in the United States. Might be somewhere else. But I want to examine all that. I'll let you have that for right now. But I want to know, within that hole up, with the book, because one thing about it, it don't have to be, that can be a true statement. If things that is done according to this Bible, then you can say that. But I want to know if this have been ignored about a people. I don't know yet. I don't know where I'm going. But one thing I'm going to do with bringing Brother Yahdai Israel, we're just going to, like they said, chop it up a little bit, and thus says Yahweh. And that's the key to it, see, right? Chop it up in some dust, says Yahweh. So, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother, Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you there, see, right?
Yahweh bless you, see, Israel. I'll see you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yahweh Israel. You know, if you got something, you jump in if you got something to add on to. Because I don't know where I'm going, Brother Yahweh Israel. But I see that a lot of big dignitaries is you know, they shaking the fence on one thing and ignoring other things. Because I got a memo saying, now who right is it from the WCC? Who right is the senator right and the vice president right, or you right? That's, you know, so what I'm looking at, Brother Yahweh Israel, is I, you know, I can, I'm with my grandmother used to, that's a dead, it's a dead cat on the line. It's a dead cat on the line. And that dead cat means is you trying to get those seer and the six anointed camps off of something and entertain something that you got on the table to distract those seer. But I'm gonna examine some things and see what you're working with. And the only way you're going to be able to do this is through the word of Yahweh. That's it. The only way you can examine anything, you have to understand what he's saying in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Jump in when you get ready there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you owe to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, Brother Yahweh Israel. So, if a verse was written like this, in Numbers 15:16, and anytime you got something, you jump in there, after you read the verse, it's welcome on my end. But we're going to go to Numbers 15:16, and what do this mean in Numbers chapter 15:16? What that mean, that Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Numbers 15, number 15 and 16 reads, Book of Numbers 15, verse 15, One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation of Israel, and also for the strangers that sojourn with you, an ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the strangers be before Yahweh. Verse 16. Mm-hmm. One Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you and for the strangers that sojourn with you.
So, the Almighty Father, Son, told the mental spirit to get down there with Moses and let Moses know that this business that he is on is one way, one manner. He says, now listen, tell Moses that one way, Moses, as you are Moses, you tell the children of Israel, that's how the other nations that come in contact with you supposed to be. Now, you got a thing to say on that, Brother Yahweh Israel, or should I move on?
You move on, that's it.
Hallelujah. So, because this right here, one way, And that's what it says, one way. Now, let's precept that. Let's precept what we got so far. So a seer named Ezra, and a seer named Ezra. We want to precept one way, one way, one way. And that's right there. That right there, that's a load in itself. He said, Moses, as you are, so shall they be that come in contact with you. And that's a big statement. Now, I need some more of that. I need some more of that. Let's run to Exodus. Father Yahweh Israel, I want to go to Exodus and lay a little groundwork, because warrior have been put in a predicament, and they've been seasoned real good, and we're going to see it ain't but one way to get you out from under being seasoned. One way. And what do it say is in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 3 and 4. Let's see what it says there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We play it by ear. We're going to be listening and playing it by ear. But I'll tell you one thing. In the next two lessons, you'll be clear to be able to look in the mirror, the six anointed camps, and tell me what you're working with. Now, that's the only thing I can guarantee you that. Now, how can I guarantee you that? Let's go to Romans chapter 4:17. Let's look at 4:17 first before you do Ezekiel 37 and 4. Let's do 4:17 to get warmed up. Let's go to, he said, lay it out there, seer. Lay out Romans 4:17 and step on out there up under the strength of Romans 4:17. What do Romans 4:17 say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Romans 4, verse 17 reads, as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations, for him of whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickened the dead, and caused those things to be not as though they were.
See that? So you see, sometimes you look at things as if you might appear that it's crafted. It's not crafted. But he has shown, let me pull that out. Let's go to Luke there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, you know, sometimes you have a nice meal on paper. You say, you don't even know where to start at. And like I said, again, we don't know where to start this meal at. But I'll tell you one thing. When it's all said and done, you look back on this and you're going to say, my. And that's by calling things although they not as they were. And that's some big talk right there. Now, in the book of Luke there, Brother Yahdai Israel, I need a verse. Now, if you got it for me, and that's a good thing, I need a verse. What it says in 1:70. He said, calling those that things that are not like they already is. Now, that's a big statement right there, Steve, right? So now listen. In Luke chapter 1, verse 70, listen to this right here.
The book of Luke chapter 1, verse number 70 reads, as it spake by the mouth of his righteous seers, which have been since the world began.
So he has spoke by the mouth. So if you want to know how Yahweh have done things then, and what do he say is in Malachi 3, verse 6 behind that? What he says in Malachi 3, verse 6?
Book of Malachi chapter 3, verse number 6 reads, Book of Malachi 3, verse number 6. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
So he says he do not change his program. 318 of Acts, listen good. 318, 21. Good. See, he don't change, see, right here. And what we try to bring you to the table is showing you that this man do not change. If he told you in Numbers 15, 15, and 16, as you are, the stranger's got to be like you, then you know you up on a curse and that sin when it's total opposite. When he lays the groundwork and send those to tell you how you got to be. See, the reason why the world can run roughshod on the peoples of the book, because they ignore what's written in the book to receive the blessings that has been written in this book, people that will obey. So in Acts chapter 3, 18 and 21, this is a precept from 170. And let's see what it says in Acts chapter 3, 18 and 21.
The book of Acts chapter 3, verse number 18 and verse 21 reads, book of Acts 3, verse number 18, for those things which Yahweh before have shown by the mouth of all his seers, that Yahweh the Son should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Verse 21, whom the heaven must receive unto the time of the restitution of all things, which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
So you see, he started telling you how he operates with this book. And he don't change his program on how he operates. So in 2 Peter chapter 1, in 2 Peter chapter 1, because sometimes you hear questions about things that it just out of order. Certain things is out of order when he brings something to the seer. It's for him to look and see who ready to receive that to take it to the level that is already shown. And we're going to examine that too. In the second book of Peter, chapter 1, 19 through 21. Listen to this right here. Listen to this.
The book of second Peter, chapter 1, verse number 19 through 21 reads, book of second Peter 1, verse number 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, till the day dawn and the day star arise in your mind. Verse 20, know the first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21, for the prophecy came in old time by the will, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. But righteous men of Yahweh spake, as they were moved by the righteous spirit.
So you see how the word came down. It came down to righteous men, and they were moved by that righteous spirit about this word. So that's how the word came. So that's how the Bible was wrote. So that's why he tell you in Psalm 68:11. He tell you something in Psalm 68:11. And the reason a people is lingering around because they do not remember, and our job is always bring it back to the remembrance of what the book is saying. Remember what the book is saying right here in 68 verse 11 of Psalms.
The book of Psalm 68 verse number 11. Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
And the one that published it was the seer. And the seer went looking for and he stopped off and made a profound statement to Paul, went to Timothy and told Timothy in the 5th chapter, verse 1 and 2, 19 and 20-something. See, this book tells the story, and everybody trying to figure out what they're going to do for you and the leaders you got in place. Nobody never reads the good book on the people's, and then the ones that make the statements, they've been seasoned. They've been seasoned because nobody points at what happened to the peoples of this Bible. Because nobody knows who the Bible is. Because you never hear a dignitary says about anything pertaining to the Bible besides John 3:16. And they bumming and bumming that all around that have nothing to do with John 3:16, talking to nobody but Nicodemus, pointing back to the book of Numbers. But see, who gonna be a 94:16? The question is, Psalm 94:16, Brother Yahya Israel, who gonna be a 94:16? See, the seer has a great responsibility. That's why we can't entertain folly. You got the 6 anointed lampstands, any message that you got on table, and deal with it, because there's so much on the table that have not been said, and the order have not been put in order. That's why we're going to examine this. But look what it says in 94:16, the book of Psalms.
The book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse number 16 reads, "Will rise up for me against the evildoers, who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity."
Man, who gonna do it? Who? That's the question we asking. Well, was you holding something that Brother Yahya Israel?
1 Timothy chapter 1.
1 Timothy chapter 5.
Chapter 5, I apologize.
All right, chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 19, and 20.
Yes, sir.
What is written in that first, let me hear that, Brother Yahya. Now, this is Paul. But let me make sure we're clear, because see, right now, the 6 anointed camp is listening. But also, before Paul make this profound statement, we have to make sure we're clear where he's coming from. Is he somebody to just take what he say and just let it alone and go with it? Here's our problem, Steve Reagan. We've been seasoned so good, we don't know what to believe. We don't know, but he tell you what to believe. But here it is. By being seasoned, you don't know what to believe, what to do, and that's why it's so important to understand something. We must see growth out of the 6 anointed camps on helping the people understand what is propaganda and what is not. Everybody, one ministry that can untangle the confusion, and that is the bosses of the 2 Israelites, the 6 anointed camps. But remember what we read. And we read it one more time in Romans 4:17. So now you'll be reading between the lines, you better deal with that verse. What it say in 4:17? Yeah, again, Romans.
Book of Romans 4, verse number 17 reads, "As it is written, and made the abominations before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were."
Now, who all understand it? Well, y'all got to understand that in grand style, what that means. See, you can only do so much on these national radio broadcasts. Now, that person is a powerful verse. You have to have, because if you don't, what it says in Proverbs. Help me out there, Brother Yagdai. It tells you about what will happen to you. It'll tell you what will happen to you if, tell you something in Proverbs there, Brother Yagdai Israel. It'll tell you about such and such thing there, Brother Yagdai Israel. Can you help me out there? What we're looking for about if, see, you know the reason why they can send me so many memos? Because they think they're going to trap the old seer up in. But they don't know you is in the right field to get this 100-pound of cotton picked right on top of your head right now. Because we prepared for this. It just, we waiting on that word called cavalry. And the cavalry is the one that is able to just look at what was Numbers 15:15 said and look right in the mirror and say, I line up with that. But I'm looking for about the vision now, Brother Yagdai Israel, if the vision they got that he told Solomon about that's all I need to say on that. I'm looking for a verse that talks about the demire of a people because they have no vision. And we study waiting to hear some good stuff because the propaganda is very high. What you working with, Brother Yagdai Israel?
I haven't ran down anything yet.
Well, whatever I'm looking, I'll double back with that. And that's why we stand that this is a big job and a lot of things we just don't have time for. We ain't going to make time for. And like the big terrorist flood, the nation, the network with all these memos. But I know one thing. See, I can quote it, but I don't want to quote it. I want to read it. I want to read what happened to a people that they only make a move through that one I say. That one I say has crippled. One I say now done them something bad, and you see the sideline and watch how they'll jack you. And otherwise, all these good heavy verses in the Bible, and we pay it no, never mind.
I got my eyes on this, yeah.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. You know, help the old seed out every now and then. And what the seed need help in is making so that we on point on one thing. You know, I remember one of the elders, he told one of the brothers that, out of one of the camps as a teacher now. He said, brother, you don't took enough notes now. It ain't time for you to teach something now, brother. You got a big old book full of notes. It's time for you to teach something. And that was a true statement. It so happened this brother out of the six anointed camps, he's teaching up a storm, and that's a good thing. So what I'm trying to tell you something, that The growth, when we read that Romans 4:17, the growth got to expand, but again, but read it, Brother Yagdai Israel.
Book of Proverbs 29, verse number 18 reads, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the Torah instruction, happy is he."
Now look at that. You know, people's got vision about this, that, and other. But look at the key word he just said there. He says in 29th chapter, verse 18, where is no vision, the people perish. Then he put a but in there. But he that keepeth the Torah instruction, happy is he or she. Now look at that scene right here. You got to keep the Torah instruction. That is the key to it. Listen, Sixth Anointed Camp, you got to keep the Torah instruction. That's where the game changer starts at, by keeping the Torah instruction. You got to lead by example. The Torah instruction. Students gonna be. You got no. Everybody can talk a good game about the world, but that ain't the vision he's talking about. It's the vision of understanding signs of the time that's written Torah instruction. Do you apply the Torah instructions? That's the vision he's talking about. You know? Now, holding things, Brother Yahya Israel?
Still holding that 1 Timothy chapter 5.
Excellent. All right, Brother Yahya Israel, you're cooking with good grease now. I don't got happy now. 5:1-19-20. What did it say there, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 19 and verse 20 reads, book of 1 Timothy 5, verse 1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Verse number 2, the elder woman as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Verse number 19, against the elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
That's good talking to them. So this is the rules and the regulation, and Paul in the Galatians chapter 1, when he told Timothy that, was he just speak? How was he speaking when he was telling Timothy that? See, we want to find out how was Paul speaking. When he told Timothy, listen, Timothy, you tell them that you're going to come in contact with, the one you get ready to know it. You let them know that he's going to rules and regulations from Paul, but where did Paul get this information from? That's what we want to know. We want to know his resume. Because here's the point. When you go back and search the resume on the one that's been talking to you all the way to now, bet you on the medias, what you put up their resume? All you look at day is in high places. You know, you don't check their resume to make a profound statement because it influences those that hear something on their position. But the greatest position is understand Torah instruction, first five books. And now one of them didn't quote first five books, but they made profound statements. And you ran with the statement. But we're going to show you that when you wise, you quote the first five books. Show you, maybe not in this lesson, I don't know. But we're just going to whet your beak. But we're going to get at this because it all ties into how we receive so many memos to distract you to go one way, and we always react, we never proact. We'll find out more about that too. Find out the resume of Paul first now. Let's see how that he was to make profound statement in Galatians chapter 1. He gonna tell Northern Kingdom he stopped by. Now what he stopped to tell them that? Did he tell them that on the dock of the bay? Let's find out where he go first, and he start telling them some things in Galatians chapter 1, verse 1, 1 and 2, then 15 and 16. We want to see what Paul's resume. Should we, every time Paul opened his mouth, should we listen to Paul? That's what we want to find out. Let's see what's written over here in Galatians chapter 1, 1 and 2, 15 and 16.
The book of Galatians chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2, verse number 15 and 16 reads. Book of Galatians chapter 1, verse number 1. And the apostle, not a man, but by Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father, who raised him from the dead. Verse number 2. And all the brothers and sisters which are with me unto the congregation of Israel to the northern tribe of Galatia. Verse number 15. When it pleased Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his mercy. Verse 16. To reveal his son in me, that I might teach him among the 10 northern tribes. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Now you hear the man say it. So now look, you hear the man just say it. So that's a resume, see, Roy. That is a resume. So whenever this man open his mouth, you don't sit there and bump the gums on this kind of type of man talking. He laid his resume out. He said, he was raised from the womb to teach northern kingdom what they need to do. So he laid his resume on the table. And that's a great thing, see, right? So sometimes you jump up here and you just do things not knowing what the Bible telling you not to do. And that's why the propaganda continues. Then the leaders that stand before you, they influence you all type of ways because they look like you. You got to recognize anybody that's of the Bible, they do the 4:11 of 1 Peter. But my read verse 10 and 11 anyway. See, 6 and 9 counts. I ain't hearing nothing. You know why I ain't hearing nothing? I leave it right there. What are we reading? In 1 Peter 4, verse 10 and 11. Listen to what he got written here.
The book of 1 Peter 4, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads. Book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 10. Humble yourself in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Verse number 11. Speak not evil one of another, brothers, sisters. He that speaketh evil of his brother and sister, and judges brother and sisters, speak evil of the Torah instruction, the law, and judges the Torah instruction. But if thou judge the Torah instruction, you are not a doer of the Torah instruction, but a judge.
Read that again. Did you hear what the man said? This is the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. The father is the one that bumped the son out the way, so I take care of this. You know that's over there in Matthew 16. He said, I'll take care of this guy right here. This guy right here, I'll take care of him. Read that again, what the nation of Israel said again. What did he say of Yahweh Israel?
I was in the wrong book. See.
No, you was in the right book. You was in the right book. That's okay. Right. But bring that back again. You was in the right book. You
wasn't
on accident. Bring it back again.
Bring that the book of James chapter 4, verse number 10 and 11 reads. Book of James 4, verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Verse 11. Speak not evil one of another, brothers, sisters. He that speaketh evil of his brothers, sisters. Judge his brothers and sisters speak evil of the Torah instructions, and judge the Torah instructions. But if you judge the Torah instructions, you are not a doer of the Torah instruction, but a judge.
So Because I was just getting ready to precept that back to that, so you could, like I said again, you all, you can go from the top and to the back, so that let me know that you're on point. Let me know you're on point, because I was going to precept that right back to that verse right there, James 4, 10, and 11, after you read. So evidently, you're on point. Now, let's go to that Peter's book and read 10 and 11, because I was going to precept right back to James 4, 10 and 11. So I was saying, the old brother, Yagda, he locked in pretty good now. Because that's exactly where I'm going after that, but I can go the other way, no problem. Now come on there, brother Yagda Israel. Now let's go get some 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 10 and 11.
The book of 1 Peter 4.
Or whatever. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10 and verse 11 reads, 1 Peter 4, verse 10, as every man and woman have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good steward of the manifold mercies of Yahweh. Verse 11, if any man and woman speak, let them speak as the oracles of Yahweh. If any man and woman minister, let them do it as of the ability which Yahweh giveth. That Yahweh in all things may be honored through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever.
So what is he saying? So you let big dignitaries get before you on that one-eyed saint and make a profound statement, but they ain't following no rules and regulations. So they supposed to be dismissed in your mind, since the anointed camp of the time for you to teach. You're supposed to dismiss that because that's not the rules of the Bible. Only thing going to stand is the word of Yahweh. Ain't no propaganda statement is going to hold up. Only thing going to stand is a 40 verse 8 in Isaiah. What is it saying, 40 verse 8 in Isaiah? Only thing going to stand. And we got to be clear, because you got members praying your things about what they said. But you got to be able to show them only thing going to stand. I don't care how good it sounds and look. But only thing going to stand is from Isaiah 40 verse 8. What it say?
Verse number 8 reads, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever.
The word of Yahweh is going to stand forever. And that's why he tell you in 3:15, get yourself together. And 3:15, what he tell you in 3:15 of Exodus? He tells you some things, see, right? What he tell you in 3:15 of Exodus?
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse number 15 reads, Yahweh said moreover unto Moses, thou shalt thou say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
The man said, this is my name forever, throughout all generations. This is my name. And who he told that to make sure they on point? He told Moses. Now, what Moses going to do with it in the next two verses?
Verse number 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
So you see the man saying, so soon as Moses was the Yahweh of the time of the Bible, Aaron was the seer. Moses received the words. Moses found Aaron. Because Aaron can speak because Moses was in captivity in the throat over there in the sinners of Ham for 40 years. You know, he was in and out. Aaron was among the children of Israel all his life. So he can speak all that old lingo talk. You know, so that's why he said he was slow of speech. It's not that he was tap tongue, as the poodle teachers teach. He just didn't understand how to keep up with the the children of Israel, because he wasn't raised up among the children of Israel. He was raised up among the children of Ham. But Ham was raised up among the children of Israel, so he can speak to them. You know, sometimes you be on the corner and listen to people talking, and if you from a, they speak in the same language, and you don't understand a word they saying. But somebody on the corner say, I understand everything he's saying. And that's the point. That's the point there. See, you so much you got to bring to the table, see, right? Because see, the one they put before you is always the one that's seasoned, the one that's been good and seasoned. And you notice how you notice the one that's standing before you. They never quote was written in the first five books. Nothing. They never quotes nothing out the Bible. And now you got to make adjustment with what they saying. And it's not come out about. Because in Exodus, this is what he told Moses. He said, Moses, gather all the elders together. Then he said something to Moses. Then Moses got to take it to the elders. This is what he told Moses. Then Moses responded back to him. Yahweh says in the 33rd chapter of Exodus, verse number 11. Look at the way he was rolling with him from Yahweh in verse 11. 33 verse 11. How was he working, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse number 11 reads, Yahweh spake unto Moses face to face, the man speaketh unto his friend.
Excellent. He spoke to Moses face to face, Ephraim. Then after Moses heard enough, then Moses made a statement. Moses made a statement, see, right after he heard him face to face. Moses asked a question. Let's see what question did he ask in verse 16.
Exodus 33, verse 16. For wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found mercy in your sight? Is it not in that thou hast dealest with us? So shall we be separated, and your people, from all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So you hear what he asked the question? He asked the question to Yahweh. He said, now, Yahweh, you have separated thy people from all of the other 17 nations. If that wasn't to be so, Yahweh would have said by him having the knowledge to tell the seer in the 46th chapter, 9 through 11. He told the seer something in the 46th chapter of Isaiah, 9 through 11. Do you know Moses asked Yahweh, he said, now, all this good stuff you're telling me, but we is a separate people from all of the rest. So if it was anything that for Moses to know that it's going to be a change, and knowing he don't change in Malachi 3:6, you have to understand something. Although you live among the nations, but when it comes down to the understanding of thus said Yahweh's ways, you have to be separated in the mind. You have to understand that the Bible going to stand whether you like it or not. The Bible going to stand. In the mind, you're supposed to be a separate people and know who you are and recognize when somebody's standing before you because they look like you. And they ain't quoting nothing out the first five books or none of the Bible that you can put your finger on with a precept. You have to reject that six anointed camps. Because what's going to stand is the word of Yahweh. That's the only thing going to stand. What are we reading, Brother Yahdai Israel? Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. Listen to this.
The book of Isaiah 46. Verse number 9 through 11 reads, Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I'm Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that execute my counsel from far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it.
See that? So see right here. When Moses said to Yahweh, we are a separate people from all the peoples of the earth. He's not talking about. Here, listen. See right, what are you talking about? Your mindset. Have to know who you are, and to know that if you know who you are as a people, then nobody will have to stand before nobody and make statements concerning you, because everybody's statement is always concerning you, because you is a troublemaker to everybody. They don't know what to do to you. You're like, but Yahweh made a profound statement. He says about these peoples in Isaiah 1. He said, you're a troublemaker. In Isaiah chapter 1, this is what he says. He says something about you in Isaiah chapter 1. Huh? You know, he says something about you. In Isaiah 1, he told Isaiah, I guess we were talking to Isaiah a minute ago, yeah, but he also told Isaiah something else. See what he says in Isaiah about you. He said in verse 4 down to verse 6. Look what he said. Remember he talking to Isaiah about he called in from the beginning. So when Moses makes the statement based upon the fact that you are separate people, that means you can't continue to keep on being seasoned. You once had your own. You lost your own through disobedience. Now you refuse to understand that if you want the mighty one to kick in and do what you got to do, it's some things you got to do. You got to return back to the Bible as it is written. That's how you got to turn back this Bible. Now, look what he told Isaiah in chapter 1, verse 4. Look what he called you. 4 through 6. He's talking to Isaiah. Same one he's Isaiah, you know I called in from the beginning. So what I told Moses, and Moses responded to me saying, we are separate people from all the other nations. What do that supposed to mean? Remember we read in number 15:15, as you are, so shall strange to be. But look in the mirror and tell me, do that apply? Because Yahweh told you something by the mouth of Isaiah, before you read this, he told you something in the 52nd chapter, verse 1, what to do. And you still dragging your feet on what to do. Look what he tell you to do in Isaiah 52, verse 1. Same Isaiah, the one he said called in from the beginning. Look what he's told Isaiah to tell the nation of Israel. What do you say in 52, verse 1?
The book of Isaiah 52, verse number 1 reads, awake, awake, put on your strength, O Yahweh Judah. Put your beautiful garments, son of the kingdom, the righteous city, and for there shall no more come into you, the uncircumcised and the unclean.
And let me tell you though. He said, awake, awake, and put on your beautiful garments, which is your strength. I don't know nobody will go into battle without, if he know he got the equalizer of the strength, and he'll leave the strength and say, I'm going to go into battle, but I'm not going to take the strength. I'm not going to take the strength, but I'm going to go into this battle. Don't nobody make no decisions like that. If you got the equalizer already, you know, like, for example, here a guy know jiu-jitsu, karate, he know everything, but he about a mile away from you, and you sitting there with a Uzi in your hand. Now, you say this guy, he jumping up, ball on his head, splitting, spread out like duct tape or something, and you sitting there with a Uzi in your hand with a spy on it, and you know how to use it. Now, what fear is he to you? Because you got your strength. Do you understand what the man's saying? If you got your strength and you don't put the strength on the, and he's 100 yards away from you, you got time to put your strength, to put some on, and he's 100 yards away from you. And you would not use your strength. It's shame on you. Now, Yahweh just said something here. He said, Isaiah, tell them to put on the beautiful garments, because the beautiful garments is their strength. That is your strength, see, Royal. Why would you study continue going in battle without your strength? The reason why you in trouble today is because you will not put on your strength. Your strength is the beautiful garment. Look what he said in verse 3, by you dragging your feet, by not putting on your strength. What did he say in verse 3 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Isaiah 52, verse number 3. For thus saith Yahweh, you have sold yourself for naught, and shall be redeemed without money.
You have sold yourself for nothing, and you're going to be redeemed without money. It ain't all about money. What's going to redeem you is the 37th chapter, verse 4 of Ezekiel. See, right? This what's going to redeem you. See, let me tell you something. We watching that one-eyed thing too much to understand what's going to redeem you. You first got to apply what Yahweh has said. Then he going to recognize that any parent, when their offspring is in trouble, that parent stop immediately and come to the rescue of that child. Yahweh just told Isaiah to tell them, first thing you do, put upon your beautiful garments, because that is your strength. Now, you know why he said that? I'm going to precept that before you read whatever you're getting ready to read. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 16. We're going to precept here. A seer of the Bible, they never taken away from no seer, only add on to it. The reason why he tells you to put on your beautiful garment, because that is your strength. And we precept that to Ezekiel 16, and we look at verse number 14. Look what it says in verse 14. 16, 14.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse number 14 reads, and your renown went forth among the nations for your beauty, for it was perfect to my comeliness, which I have put upon you, says Yahweh.
What I put upon you. Listen, see, right here. Your beautiful garments is what Yahweh put upon you. That is your strength. That is the separation from the nation. If trouble starts and you have Yahweh, understand, you got garments, your beautiful garments on. I'm not going to bet a man nothing. Yahweh will respond, but that's my child right there in the middle of that. Let me move my child out the way and let that rest of that stuff happen. Listen to me right here. When you're not wearing your beautiful garment, you taking away the strength, and you equal to the world, and Yahweh cannot recognize you behind that kind of stuff. He's telling you something. And look what he says over in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 10. Look what the man said, verse 10.
Book of Ezekiel 16, verse number 10 reads. Book of Ezekiel 16, verse number 10. I clothed you also with broader work, showed you with badger skin, and I girded you about with fine linen, and covered you with silk.
Hate that sucker. These dogs sips started out in China somewhere, didn't you? See, Roy, that's why I say, you know, we, as a people, silk started with you. Huh? The silk started that we can read when Yahweh clothed you in silk. Yahweh is the one clothed you the way he wants you to look. And we can go to Wisdom of Solomon where he tell you in 313, one of those, he's the author of beauty. So if this man is the author of beauty and you his child, what do you think you're supposed to do to make your father happy? To know when he looked down through the mental spirit eyes and see them numbers 15, 38. When he looked down from heaven through the eyes of the mental spirit and he see a number 15, 38. What do you think he old man or old nudge? Huh? When those piece of kids or them piece of nephew, don't they do something good? Don't it make you happy? Don't you know your father in heaven, the son and the father, get happy when you line up what he did for you? Because he also says something else he did for you. I got to pull right out of that on that. I'm sure it's nothing that he did. Let's go to Amos. He did something else. He did something else. And he always tell a seer to remind them what he did. And he did something else. In Amos chapter 2, verse 9. Look what he said he did for you. In Amos 2, verse 9.
Chapter 2, verse number 11.
We'll make it verse 9. We want to read on what he did for you. He was telling Amos, he said, Amos, you tell them what I did that they need to be reminded of what I did for them. And 2 verse 9. What did he say?
Book of Amos 2, verse number 9 reads, you destroyed the Amorites before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oak. He has destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath.
He said, I destroyed peoples for you, see, right? I've destroyed people. I killed peoples for you. That's the man telling you that. I whooped some people. I whooped Mizraim, the descendants of Ham. I whooped them real good. I took the river and opened up both sides and let you walk past on dry land and let them get all in there real good and close it up on them. That's what I did for you. Now, why don't y'all talk about what I did for you? I don't never hear. Now I tell you, put on your beautiful garments and you pay no mind whatsoever. And I told in the book of Numbers, this is what I said to Moses in Numbers 15:38. What did he say to Moses to in the book of Numbers, called the first five books? What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Numbers 15, verse number 38 reads, "Speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue."
Why did he tell Moses tell you to do that? Huh? Why? Because, you know, everybody looked like everybody. Everybody. But he separated you. Then soon, in 1 Kings, the wisest man in the world got a shot in on that too. So when you got your fringes on, do you know you walking around with a shield of your mighty one over your head? You walking around with a shield over your head and your mighty one of Yahweh, because he told Moses to put this on you. Because when they came out of Mizraim, they're looking just like Mizraim. They look like Mizraim in skin all the time. But when he got them out of there, he told Moses, start putting the garments on them with them prints. No, they did not wear that when they was in Mizraim. No. They looked just like them. You look at all the ancient pictures that they was over there building up them pyramids. They was dressed just like them. They just like the world. But when he brought them out, he told them what he wanted them to look like. Out of his eyes, he said, "I commonly made them look like this." So why would you study kick at the blessing? The blessing is in the garments and the fringes. You know, listen, the fringes is the blessing from Yahweh. When he looked down through the messenger spirit, he said, "What is that teacher that got on? Or he got on some Daisy dudes. Don't they know the blessings in the fringes? Yeah, they know it, but they don't want to be. They don't want to be an oddball. Oddball for who? Oddball for me? Do you know I'm Wisdom Son in 3:13? Was it 13:3? Wherever it is, Brother Yahdai, did you No, I told Solomon, the wise man in the world, to write something about me, that I am the what? What did he say he is, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, verse 3. With whose beauty they being delighted took them to be Yahweh. Let them know how much better the Yahweh of them is, for the first author of beauty have created them.
Ain't that something? Yahweh say, I'm the first author of beauty. If anybody know about beauty, it's me. He said, I'm the first author of beauty. So if anybody know about beauty, it's me. Huh? It's when I put the garments on you and told you put on your strength, because I want to make sure that this is how it's going to be in 52 verse 8. He said, now once you got your garments on with them fringes on, sure the world gonna be. But boy, when you got that on, then Yahweh start talking to you what kind of way in 52 verse 8. Isaiah. So I'm sure what this will be. It's anointed camps. This what it'll be. Let's see what it be in 52 verse 8.
The book of Isaiah 52, verse number 8. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when Yahweh shall bring again Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom.
You see that? So you think you gonna make it out in days of dues, bow ties and all that? Long ties. And the same long ties, if you take the bottom of it, you can put around a tree with you on it. Don't you know that's a symbol of that, see, Ray? that long tie, they can take that same long tie and put you up on a pedestal and put that around your neck and put a pin to it on a tree, and guess what you'd be doing? You know, and we watched the one that was the devil's, the big dignitary down his great big talking. Let me see what else we want to put on the table there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's take a look at Luke 8. Because this man right here, Luke 8, 43 and 44. Let's see what we got written in Luke chapter 8, verse 43 and 44.
The book of Luke chapter 8, verse number 43. Verse number 44 reads, book of Luke chapter 8, verse number 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Verse 44. Came behind him and touched the border of his garments, and immediately her issue of blood stanched.
Yes, he right? Yes, he right. Woman had an issue of blood, but immediately when she found the garment wares and them fringes on, she touched the garment. So now you know what Yahweh was wearing. See that, see right? So now you see he wasn't wearing what some big dignitary just told you about. It ain't no racism. He ain't got no bow tie on. Yeah, no long tie that you can, if you put you on a high pedestal, you can wrap it around a tree and move the pedestal out the bottom. He didn't have that on there. And what happened in Matthew 9, verse 21? And what happened there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Immediately, she was all, and she was, what, 21, book of 9:21 of Matthew. What was she there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Matthew 9, verse 21 reads, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, the hem of his garment, I shall be whole.
And, go ahead and read 22 just for this master audience to understand something on the count. Listen at verse 22. Let's see what this was, a long, drawn-out process. Verse 22.
Verse number 22. When Yahweh the Son turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. The woman was made whole from that hour.
Well, see, Ray, what we need is to understand in Ezekiel 37, verse 3 and 4, what we need, that's why we have to be in position. When the floodgates come, it's going to happen. You have to be in position to be able to soundly take Yahweh's business. Because Yahweh got a people that he picked. He gave them rules and regulations to the mental spirit to tell a seer. And the seer's job is to tell you what this man is saying. That's it. Tell you what he's saying. And now Ezekiel going to go eyeball to eyeball with the member spirit in the presence of Yahweh the Son. And Son is was dictated by the Father. And this is what happened in verse 3 and 4. This is this conversation going on with Ezekiel the seer.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse number 3, verse number 4 reads, Book of Ezekiel 37, verse number 3. He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh, Yahuwah, you know this. Verse number 4. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones. And said unto them, Oh, you dry bones, hear the word of Yahuwah.
Yes, they're right. Oh, you dry bones. The only thing going to get you up to what you in now is the word of Yahuwah. We're just going to precept that. Second Ezra, 14, verse 14. Then we're going to back up and do 13 through 21. Listen to this. We're going to Second Ezra chapter 14, verse 14. What do 14:14 say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 14, verse 14 reads, Let go from you, mortal thoughts. Cast away the burden of men. Put off now the weak nature.
What do 13 through 21 say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? But remember that 600 count, understand that it's a position that you have to play in the Bible, but you got to be able to follow instruction. Now, the mental spirit is he got Ezra hemmed up now. Now, this is just a conversation going on in 13. Verse 20 is my lick, really. And then verse 21. Let's see what it says in 2 Ezra 14, verse 13 out of verse 21. But pay close attention to verse 26 and all the counts. Listen.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse number 13 through 21 reads. Book of 2 Ezra 14, verse number 13. Now therefore set thy family house in order and reprove your people. Cover such of them as be in trouble, and now renounce corruption. Verse 14, let go from you mortal thoughts, and cast away the burden of men. Put off now the weak nature. Verse 15, set aside the thoughts that are most heavy unto thee, and haste thee to flee from these times. Verse 16, for yet greater evils than those which thou hast seen happen shall be done hereafter. Verse 17, for look how much the world shall be weaker through age, so much the more shall evil increase upon them that dwell therein. Verse 18, for the truth is fled far away, leasing his heart and hand, for now it hasteth the vision to come which thou hast seen. Verse 19, then answer I before thee and say, verse 20, behold, Yahuwah, I will go, as thou hast commanded me, and reprove the people which are present. But they that shall be born afterwards, who shall admonish them, thus the world is set in darkness, and they that dwell therein are without light. Verse 21, for the Torah instruction is burnt, therefore no man knoweth the thing that are done of you, or the works that shall begin.
My. 3 verse 16 and 17 that Brother Yahdai Israel. You know, this kind of talk right here, you know, that don't only one that can't move from good talk like that is a brick. A brick can't move. But 620 camps. He hear what the man saying. So you see that the seal got a responsibility. That's why I looked at the whole rim thing, broader. You know why it's broader? Because it's more on the table. Look what he said in verse 16 and 17. Look what he told Ezra in verse 16 and 17.
The book of 2 Ezra 14, verse 16, verse 17 reads, 2 Ezra 14, verse 16, for ye greater evils than those which thou hast seen happen shall be done hereafter. Verse 17, For look how much the world shall be weaker through age, so much the more shall evil increase upon them that dwell therein.
So you see, this is let's run to 2 Evans 5. But time gonna run out on some brother Yachdai Israel and the 7. And let me tell you something, Steve Ray. That, you know, a customer said, overseer, about, I'm always praying for you 6 anointed camps. I'm always trying to figure you out through Yahuwah. There's a lot of things the overseer be doing, but in a lot of things he be revealed to me behind statements. Sometimes a good statement brings up a good lesson. See, we know the responsibility that lies ahead of us. And we know who's going to do it and how it's going to be done. So, in 2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 17, skip down 27 to 29 and 35. See, you got to understand one thing. When it's time for Yahuwah's business, those seers do not take it lightly. But he knows that we can read where we stand. And where we stand, we got to properly get some of you to remove the blockage of the season. Not only you got season on you, you got what you call the spicy season on you. You got spicy season. You ain't got the regular season on you. So we got to figure out how to deal with this spicy season on you. But something Ezra said, and they brought back, but now we don't even know what to bring back, but they knew what to bring back then. Look what they said in 2 Ezra 5, verse 17. Down to verse 7 through 29 and 35. Let's see what we can get out of this, Brother Yachdai Israel.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 17, verse 27 through 29, and verse 35 reads, Book of 2 Ezra 5, verse 17, Know it you not that Israel is committed unto you the land of their captivity. Verse 27, And among all the multitude of people, you have got you one people. Now to this people whom thou lovest, you gave us Torah instructions that is approved of all. Verse 28, Now, O Yahuwah, why hast thou given this one people over unto many, and upon the one root hast thou prepared others, and why hast thou scattered the only one people among many? Verse 29, And they which did gainsay your promises, and believe not your covenant, have trodden them down. Verse 35, And he said unto me, Thou cannot, and I said, Wherefore, O Yahuwah, whereunto was I born then? Or why was not my mother's womb then my grave? That I may not see the travail of Israel, and the wearisome toil of the family of Israel.
Read verse 17 again, that's all y'all done here.
The book of 2 Ezra 5, verse 17. Know you not that Israel is committed unto you in the land of their captivity.
You see that? So you know, but right now, we got a lot of work to do. See, if you want to know what to do today, you look back at yesterday. See, I know this, 517. I know this. But here's the point, that 6 anointed camps, you have to step it up. You have to step it up and just say, Yahuwah. Because one thing about it ain't about seniority. It's about one thing, this word of Yahuwah. If you want Yahuwah to intervene, then you got to look into that mirror and see, have you been seasoned? And how you know you've been seasoned? And what we read today, you fit everything that we read today. If you don't fit everything that you just got through reading today, you've been seasoned. And now you got to get that season off you, see, right here, on what this man's saying. Because one thing about it, he don't change how he do business. And we're going to talk about it a little bit more. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. But Yahdai Israel, we'll chat about that and get a closing statement out to you. And you on the clock, Brother Yahdai. We'll get back on again for some more tomorrow. Brother Yahdai Israel, see you, Roy. What's your closing statement come up?
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, of see Roy. Great word, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll bring Mr. Tibbs in his final thoughts. And thus says Yahdai on tape number 41. And then we'll secretly lay a little bit more foundation down on why we are a reaction and not a pro-action. And the ones we listen to and quote, they never quote the Bible. They never talk about what this Bible is saying. But you know what? I'm going to make a note of a statement after this kid. We're going to read something in Jeremiah chapter 2 when we come back. But still, what is your final thoughts? And some dust says, Yahdai on tape 41, you on the clock, come on. WCC, what you saying? You just keep talking. We going to mute him. We going to catch you in something tonight. Ain't that something? You can catch me in what? What you going to catch me in, too? Well, if you're a radio station, you can mute who you want to mute. But still, we'll catch you tomorrow, then. You got a M-U-T-E-N-X on you. Swing down to the mothers. We'll keep it going. But one thing about it, see, Ray, understand one thing. We're going to be caught in something, no doubt about it. You know we're going to be caught in? Properly, the bones of Yahdai Judah. Wake up and start knowing how to look at this Bible and understand one thing. If you're going to communicate with me, you got to communicate with the book open. Now, let's bring the mothers in. And when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, bring Mother D up Israel in. And when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother D up Israel. That's why BJFC right here. Mother D.F. Israel. Yahdai BJFC right here. Mother E. Israel. Tribe of Yahdai Judah. Yahdai be with you.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of Steve Roth. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Whoever we want to mute, we going to mute Mother D of Israel. Yeah? Once, sooner or later, everybody's payback will be paid back. But one thing about it, see right here. Word of Yahdai gonna stand. That's all I can tell you. The word of Yahdai is gonna stand. And we need to hear a little bit more about the word of Yahdai. Now, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E. We want to read a little bit more about some dust says Yahdai. Let's go to Matthew 13:13. And we gotta be clear about something in Matthew 13:13. Let's see what it says in Matthew's chapter 13, verse 13. What it says in Matthew 13, Mother E.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 13. Therefore, God to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand.
Yes, the reason why he speak to them in parables, they look and read at it, but they see nothing. And they understand nothing. It appears to be he's speaking in parables. See right here. He's speaking in parables. But we're going to see exactly why he's speaking in parables. Go to verse 34 and 35. Same book. 34 and 35.
Okay. 34. 34. Same book, Matthew 34, 35.
Yes, ma'am. That sounds pretty good.
Okay, just go to 38.
Okay, in Matthew's, let me see. Let me peep over there in Matthew's 13th chapter, right? And Matthew's, give me Matthew's 13, 34, and 35. Yes, ma'am. Matthew's chapter 13, verse 34 and 35.
Okay. Matthew chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. All these things speak Yahweh the Son unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable, he speaks nothing unto them. Verse 35, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the seer, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
So he said, I open my mouth in parables. And he says, parables to them, that's what? But I'm really telling you is about uttering things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. What you saying, WCC? Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, I tried. Mother D up Israel. Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of T-Raw. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, WCC said, M-U-T-E off of Mother Dear, to let you know we can mute whoever we want to whenever we get ready. Never forget that, Seer. Okay. All right, bro. I hear you. Now, so, we found out right now that Yahweh, he was speaking in parables. That's what he was doing. Now, Mother E, let's why so was he speaking in parables? And see, that's why we tell those of the six anointed camps. You know, you make some of the greatest mistakes when you sit among the six anointed camps and receive the word of Yahweh, then you try to go and discuss the word of Yahweh that you have received from the six anointed camps. But those on the out, and they be so confused, and they can't figure out what you're saying, how you're saying it, because Yahweh had put a fix on those that is not seated in the six anointed camps. But you have to recognize that through the pages of the book. Look what he says. Now we're going to precept that to what Yahweh says in the book of Mark chapter 4, verse 9 to 11, Mother E. Look, it says in Mark. Now, we're going to precept that when we just got through reading that he spoke in parables. But he's going to tell you who received it in parables. We're going to find all that now in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Come on.
Book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. And he said unto them, He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. Verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Monique, break that down for the national audience, what you just got there.
Well, I said, may it say in verse 11, it is given to know, it is, verse 11, and he said unto them, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Well, to me it said,
okay,
if you without,
yeah,
if you without,
uh-huh,
you don't understand what he,
uh-huh,
you understand what he's saying.
Mhm. Okay. Well, let's run to 7:3:17. Let's see where the understanding will come. If you without, what is you saying? Let's precept that to the 7:3 chapter verse 17, and find out what is you saying in writing. Psalms 7:3 verse 17. Let's see, can we define all what you're saying there, Mother E? 7:3 verse 17. Psalms.
Verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
Mm-hmm. So when I went to the sanctuary, polluted for temple, that's when I understood then. So what is he saying now, Mother E, about being without? David said, I had to leave my comfort zone and get to a better comfort zone, and that's when I got the understanding. But he had to leave his Ponderosa, and he had to go to the temple. And he said when he got to the temple, that's when he understood. So when Yahweh said, is given to him and missed, because they are without the what? What is they without, Mother? Eh? What is they without or what? What are you talking about?
Well, what I understand, he's talking about you have to go into the sanctuary to get the understanding.
Exactly right. That means if you think that you can get the understanding by being on the internet and you do not put your face in the place of the six anointed camps, do you know you always going to remain confused? And that's why Yahweh say, I'm speaking to those that's in a parable, because the one without would never understand this word, because they didn't do what David did. David said, I had to get up and get to the temple.
Yeah.
See, right here, he gives you all the keys. Those that's out of town, we understand. But those within 70 miles of the six anointed camps, Yahweh is going to keep a block on you until you understand you got to follow the rules and regulations that Yahweh and David just said. And David said he's going to be king over Israel forever. So now if you're greater than David, then right on. But David had to get up and get there to the temple. And that's when he understood what was going on. So that's why we said, see, Roy, we've been seasoned real good. Because Yahweh have made it plain what you got to do. I got to precept that. I'm going to show you something. You're going to precept that. Now he said, yes, sound pretty good, seer, but you better precept that. And how you precept that is out of heavenly tablets. Mother E, let's look at your mother, let's look at the heavenly tablets in the 29th chapter of Exodus. Let's see what it says in verse 29 of Exodus, verse 43, down to verse 46. Now I'll tell you what. Give me the last two lines in verse 42. I need the last two lines in 42 where it says Yahweh. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Pick it up in the last two lines of 42 where the word says Yahweh. Then break and run all the way down. I want to take a look at something. Because I'm precepting that, Mother E. We're doing some precepting now. What we can get out of the 29th chapter, the last two lines and 42 says what?
Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 49, verse 42.
Verse 29. Make it 29.
That's what I got.
Make it 29.
Exodus 29, verse 42. Where? For the Yahweh, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee.
Now, let's go a little further. 43. Let's see. We're going to find out where it's the way it.
43. And there 43. I will meet with 43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle, the temple, shall be sanctified by my honor. Greatness.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
44. And I will sanctify the tabernacle, the temple of the congregation, and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his son to minister to me in the
Mother, be up Israel.
Yeah.
Let's pick that back up at verse 43.
Exodus 29, verse 43. And there I will meet. Exodus 29, 43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified in my honor. 44. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his son to minister to me in the priest's office. 45. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their Yahweh. 46.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall and they shall know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So we find out that Yahweh has said, so what he's saying, let's see what he's saying in St. John 5:14. He's making him a profound statement, but we just got to keep precept until we get so close to the answer. Mm-hmm. And St. John 5:14, can you help me out?
Yeah. St. John chapter 5:14. St. John, chapter 5, verse 14. Afterwards, Yahweh's son, finding him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto you.
Mm-hmm. So what do Yahweh be looking for you to be, even say something to you yet? Israel.
At the temple.
So that's why we got to be very careful to understand one thing. We got to understand one thing. If you want Yahweh to communicate with you, then you have to follow his rules and regulations. The same way you follow the rules and regulations, get your paycheck. Or once before got paychecks. You know how you got your paycheck. Now, for your eternal life, you think you can go half-stepping and get eternal life. No, you have to follow the instructions of Yahweh. And that's why the propaganda is so heavy on us, because we was given information.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. Chaldea of Israel, what do it say in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 9?
Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 and 9, verse 8. Now do you say we are wise and the Torah instruction of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly in vain may he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. Verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken low. They have rejected the word of Yahweh, and what wisdom is in them.
So, he said, what wisdom is in you when you reject the word of Yahweh? What wisdom is in you when you reject the word? And that's why the wisdom you hear from the propaganda that won our Satan. Everybody got their way of getting you on your feet. But have you noticed that the wisdom that they put on the table is contrary to what Yahweh said to a people of the book in 1 Kings? He said something in 1 Kings there, Moldy up Israel. He made a profound statement in First, and let's see what he says in First Kings, a profound statement. Let's see what he says in verse 51 down to verse 52.
First Kings what? Chapter what?
Chapter 8, verse 51 and 52. Let's see what he says.
1 Kings chapter 8, 51 and 52. 51. For they be your people and thine heritage, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the fist of iron. 52.
Mm-hmm.
52. That thine eyes may be open unto the supplications of your servant and unto the supplications of your people Israel to hearken, listen unto them in all that they call for unto you.
Who was his servants again in verse 52? According to verse 52?
Israel.
Who is, so Israel is the, his servants. So
right.
If we precept that to 54:17, then all we got to do is just put it in there when we go to 54:17. So now we found out Israel is his servant. So now when we go to 54:17 of Isaiah, we should be able to be clear how to just, you know, step it up a little bit by going to Isaiah 54:17. So we just found out that his servant is thy people, Israel. So when we go to 54:17, let's deal with it, Mother D up Israel. Let's deal with it.
Isaiah chapter 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you, Israel, Seror, shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you, Israel, in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant Israel of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh.
Excellent. That's how you bring it out. So you see,
mm-hmm.
with all this on the table, thy people is Israel, and that is the servants. So when you hear somebody is trying to be what you call over you, and
mm-hmm.
he don't talk this way, he talks totally different from this. He talks about things, and he got the platform to talk about some things that's right. This is what you're supposed to be putting on the table about the servants, not the Catholic Church, the Christian Church, which is one and the same and all that. Israel got to understand something. You are the servants of Yahweh.
Okay.
If you get that clear in your head that you got responsibility that he installed on you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you apply your part, he kicks back in his part. Because then he can recognize you. He can't recognize you now. Because you've been a servant of Yahweh, and what he tell you to do in Leviticus 24:1-8. He tell you something, we're going to precept that back to 23rd chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's go to Leviticus 24:1-8, then to the 23rd chapter, and we're going to put a name on it again, and 1, 2, and 3 of Leviticus. See, once you know and clear what this book is saying, your captivity is over. So once you apply this Bible and then do what the man tell you to do, he's going to intervene because he's going to recognize his sons and daughters. Let's do Leviticus 24:1-8, then back up to 23rd chapter, verse 2 and 3.
23. Leviticus 24:1-8 and Leviticus 23:1.
Yeah, 23, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, Leviticus chapter 24:1-8. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath ye shall sit it in order before Yahweh continuously, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus 23:1-3. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous gathering, even these are my feasts. Verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Mm-hmm. Sabbath day is a righteous gathering. It's not a hell-raising day. The 6 days a week is a hell-raising day. And that's why you probably look forward for the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a righteous gathering. All of your mind will be a righteous gathering. Not a hell-raising day. That's a righteous gathering. But you don't violate that on no circumstances. You don't come with the mindset of being a hell-raiser on no time. Because the record says you got to commune together with a righteous gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me Isaiah 6:3. And Mother E have me Deuteronomy 4:1-13 waiting on me, Mother E. Now, look what it
you
says in the 26th chapter verse. Yeah, give me Isaiah 26:3. See, one thing about it, the Sabbath day in all of the six anointed camps, the reason you come for the Sabbath day to have a righteous gathering. Not a hell-raising gathering. Because you're violating the rules and regulations of God.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is not that, then you automatically going to pollute your Sabbath day and you're going to pollute somebody else that if they even pay you any, never mind. Won't pay you no never mind. But the Sabbath day is when you're supposed to understand what's written in 26 chapter verse 3. And what is written? Isaiah 26:3. What does it say?
Isaiah chapter 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee, Yahweh.
Trust in your mighty one, Yahweh. And if you got that mindset when you visit the six anointed camps, Yahweh would kick in. He would kick in, see, right? You got to make sure that's what's on your mind to receive. Then you start getting new growth. But if you got a hell-raising spirit, you not doing yourself no. And Yahweh know what a hell-raising spirit is all about. He know what a hell-raising spirit is about. Because you're going to see new growth in your on the six anointed camps. So you will come with that understanding. You want Yahweh to set in your head and get you in perfect peace for them 6 days where the hell raiser at his best. The hell raiser can't get in if you got the word of Yahweh right. Matter of fact, Mother E, give me 27:3 of the book of First Adam and Eve. Let's see if we precept that to make sure. Mother E, let's run to the 27th chapter, verse 3, first book of Adam and Eve. Let's see if that's so. Let's see if that's the foundational understanding that Mother E, Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, 27:3 says.
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27:3. He then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayer.
Stop right there. Read that part again. although Satan showed up. But what happened again? Read that part one more time there, Mother E. That was excellent. What happened?
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse 3. He then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayer.
By reason of their prayer. That's good right there. That's all we need on it. Cannot come in. If you got your mind set right, and if you own you some Yahuwah, Satan on the other side of the six anointed camps, if you on point and you some dust as Yahuwah. Satan can't come in, see right here. But you got to make sure your mind is on your Yahuwah, and you tell old Satan, I'll meet you in the car when I get back in the car. I'm going inside the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. He said, well, I can't go in there. I know you can't go in there. But do you mind me waiting on you when you come out? Yeah, well, you wait on me when I come out. Understand something, see, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah, seriously, and you line up with Yahuwah, you're going to be on something. Let's see what says over here in Mother E. We're going to precept something. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 7. And we're going to precept back on something. The book of Hebrews, blue title called Hebrew 7, verse 7. What does it say?
The book of Hebrews, blue for Hebrew, chapter 7, verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is less of the best.
Mm-hmm.
The less is blessed than the better. The better is the one you be seeing running a give a jazz. But let's find out what let's precept there and find out who is this less is blessed than the better. Back up to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7. Then we're going to kick up to verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 7. Now we go and find out who is this less is blessed than the better. That's what we go and look for. Deuteronomy 7, verse 7 says what?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 7. The Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people.
He said, you was the less than all people. You was the fewest of all people. But he put a game changer on you in verse 6. But he dropped a game changer on the less. Is blessed than the better. The better is them 17 nations that think they own something. You are the less. But you got to bless if you understand what's written in 7 verse 6. What's written there, Mother E?
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6. For you are a righteous people unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. The Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
See, sooner or later, the big dignitaries going to have to come clean and understand one thing. The reason why the world is out of order, because you are hijacking the peoples of the book. You got them as everybody but who they are, and long as you hiding a lie and you trying to bandage Lake Michigan, somebody put a bandage on Lake Michigan, and it ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to and say, well, you know the reason why the world in the condition in the day? Because you are hijacked the people and told them that they are ethnic American, Negro in color. And knowing all the time is the peoples of the book. And they went into captivity Baruch 4, 1 through 8. What happened? Let's see what happened. 1 through 8 and 14. Baruch chapter 4, 1 through 8 and 14. So listen. Sooner or later, you and me to watch these dignitaries run they jibber-jab, but somebody got to say, you know, the people of the book, they're in captivity because, Mother D of Israel had me a third chapter, and we're going to pick up in Baruch 3 after we get a little bit right here. 1 through 8 and 14, that Mother D of Israel. I mean, Mother E.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. These is the book of the Torah instructions.
Yeah.
Of Yahweh. And the Torah instructions endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Verse 2. Turn thee, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the life thereof, that thou mayest be illuminated. Verse 3. Give not thine honor unto another, nor the things that are profitable unto thee, to a strange nation. Verse 4. Israel, happy are we, for things that are pleasant to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse 5. Be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Israel. Verse 6. You were sold to a nation, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath, you were delivered unto the enemy. Verse 7. For you provoked him that made you by sacrifice unto devils and not to Yahweh. Verse 8. You have forgotten the everlasting Yahweh that brought you up. And you have grieved our God Judah that nourished you. Verse 14. Let them that dwell about our God Judah come and remember you, the captain of my son and daughter, which the everlasting has brought up me. Up on them.
Big talk there, Mother E. Read verse 6 again. That big talk, Mother E. What verse 6 there again?
You were sold. Barak chapter 4, verse 6. You were sold to the nation, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemy.
And see that? Now, Mother East, that's the kind of talk we want to hear, that somebody that look like us get up there and say, not say what we've been hearing they've been saying. You gotta tell the people that's called African American Negro that you were sold to the enemy because you make your Yahweh dishappy with you. That's the reason why you in bad shape. You the man. You doing everything contrary to Yahweh, and that's why you in captivity. Huh? So that's the kind of talk we want to hear. All right. Mother D of Israel. What the third chapter? Let's get a couple verses out of the third chapter says what? Deuteronomy. Mother D of Israel. C. Ray. Third chapter. Let's get a couple of verses out of that, what that say.
You said, I thought you said Baruch.
Baruch.
Yeah.
Chapter 3. Yeah, come on there, Mother D up Israel. Give me that Baruch chapter 3. Give me some 3. Give me a couple of verses out of that 3.
You want? What, I mean, what verse you want me to start at?
Chapter 3, verse 1. Give me
a couple
of them verses out of there.
Okay. Baruch chapter 3, verse 1. Yahweh, Almighty Yahweh of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit cries unto you. Verse 2. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for thou art merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. Verse 3. For thou endurest forever, and we perish utterly. Verse 4. O Yahweh, Almighty, thou Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites.
You see what he called? You see what he called us? Hear the prayer of dead Israelites. We in bad shape. We are dead Israelites. We think we everything. Watching that one eye say, he said, hear the prayer of the dead Israelites. The dead Israelites. Walking. Thinking he can come up another way, but it ain't going to. Let's look at what he says, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to the book of Hebrew. Luke tried to call Hebrew. Let's talk about this old dead Israelite for a minute. Let's look at 8 verse 9. We're talking about the dead Israelite. Let's see what made the dead. Let's see what makes this old Israelite a dead Israelite. Walking dead. The book of Plutarch called Hebrew, 8 verse 9. Let's talk about this old dead Israelite.
Okay. Hebrews chapter
8 verse 9. We talk about the dead Israelite. About the dead Israelite. 8 verse 9.
How he become
a dead Israelite.
Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 8 verse 9. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, says Yahweh.
So what is the reason this is a dead Israelite there, Mother D of Israel? What is the reason that we can read?
Because they didn't continue in Yahweh.
Go ahead.
What you say?
Go and bring it out and bold it. What is the reason why we are dead Israelite? And verse 9 just told us the reason why we are a dead Israelite. In the book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrew, 8 verse 9, tell us why we are dead Israelites. What did it say?
Because we didn't continue in Yahweh's covenant.
And then what did he do? And when we didn't do that, what did he do?
He don't regard you.
He regards you not. So dead Israel, they'll see, right? If you're not keeping Yahweh's covenant, he regards you not. I don't care how well you can quote, how well you can talk. If you're not keeping Yahweh, what did he just say? He done what? He regards you not. That's the case, ain't right? Yeah. So the key to it is the reason why we in condition today and we are dead Israelites, because when it comes down to his covenant, you wouldn't do it. And he says, I'm going to regard that until you get hold on my covenant. You see, you get hold of my covenant, then I will take another peep at you. So now, look got to do. Let's see what we got to do. Let's see what we got to do. Acts 2, 37 through 40. Let's see what we got to do. Acts chapter 2, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy. What we got to do in Acts 2, 37 down to verse 40. So now, after you hearing all this good stuff, what do we got to do? Let's see what's written. Acts 2, 37.
Acts chapter 2, 37 to what?
Down to verse 40.
Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to 40. Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their mind and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostle men and brethren, what shall we do? 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit. 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call. 40. And with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Yeah. So that was open. The door is open. Give me the third chapter, verse 19. Let's hear it again. Acts 3:19. So we see right, and Mother E had me Jubilee chapter 2, verse 19. We can read a little bit and skip down to this. Now, let's precept that. Acts chapter 3, verse, what did I say, 19?
19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
So he's telling you what you got to do. You see you're out of order. You're all the way back. You got to repent. Now, Mother E., let's see what Jubilee 2:19. Let's get a couple of verses out of that real quick. Then skip down to verse 31. How about 19 down to verse 22 and 31? Let's see what it say.
Jubilee chapter 19.
Yes.
Chapter 2.
Yeah, 2:19.
19.
Yes, ma'am.
22 and 31. Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 19. Chapter 2, verse 19. And he said unto us, behold, I will separate unto myself a people from among all people, and these will keep the Sabbath day, and I will sanctify them unto myself as my people, and will bless them as I have sanctified the Sabbath day, and do sanctify it unto myself. Even so shall I bless them, and they will be my people, and I will be their Yahweh. Verse 20. I have chosen the seed of Israel from among all that I have seen, and have written him down as my firstborn. And have sanctified him unto myself forever and ever. And I will teach them the Sabbath day, that they may keep Sabbath their own from all works. Verse 21. And thus he created therein a sign and a cordon thank and to bless him who have created all things, as he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a special people above all people, and that they should keep Sabbath together with us. Verse 22. And he calls his commandments to cease as a sweet savior, acceptable before him all the days. Verse 23. There were 22 generations of mankind.
That's it.
From Adam.
That's it. That's it. In verse 22. Oh. Skip down 31.
31. Okay. Verse 31. Jubilee chapter 2, verse 31. And the creator of all things blessed it, because he did not sanctify all people and nations to keep Sabbath their own, but Israel alone. Then all the one he permitted to eat and to drink and to keep Sabbath their own on the eighth on the earth.
Give me Psalms 61, verse 9, in the closing statement there, Mother D of Israel. I mean, Mother E. Let's look at Psalms 61, verse 9, in the closing statement. So listen, C. Ray. So you understand what the man is saying. You have to want your big dignitaries to tell some of this. The reason why the Lord you call African American and Negroes in bad shape is because of one thing. You is kicking it, and you listening to those of Psalm 61, verse 9. And look what David says about the ones that you listen to on that one hour Satan. He's going to answer it right now in 61, verse 9. And Mother E, give me a closing statement. We'll catch you tomorrow for some more. O-T-T-Y. 61, verse 9 says what?
Psalm 61, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am. What do that say in the closing statement?
Don't go no further to 8.
As all Psalms got 61 going to follow. It got no 61, 9?
No.
Let me peep over there, Rick.
62 got 9.
It ain't got no 9?
Psalm 61 ain't got no 9. Go to 8.
Okay, let me peep. Let me get a little peep in there, Mother E. Let me see if I get a little peep in there and see what we're looking for then. Let me see if I get a little peep. Try 62, verse 9. Thank you, there, Mother E. You're right. 62, verse 9.
Chapter 62, verse 9. Surely men are low degree of vanity, and men of high degree of lies, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity.
So the ones in high degrees, Mother, you're the ones that been in high degrees that you look up to because they're so high. But all they is what, according to Davis? I mean, according to David, Elias, Mother E. He said, ones in high degree ain't number liars. That's what David says in 62 verse. When you catch them in high degree, always that putting that season on you, they ain't doing a line to you. Closing statement, Mother E, we'll catch you tomorrow for some more. What your closing statement is, you and the clock come out.
It's thanking and praising Yahweh for another class. Thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And I'm going to read Psalm 125, I think. Psalm think if I can get there.
So one thing we find out, when you got them big dignitaries talking that good talk, he said those in high degrees, they are liars. So that was David was told to tell us today. Because David was in a high degree. So one in high degree can recognize another one in high degree. He said, those in high degrees ain't number liars. They'll tell you what you're looking at. You don't see what you're looking at. That ain't what it really is. This is what it really is. You found it, Marie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, come on.
Psalm 125, verse 1. They that trust in Yahweh shall be as Mount Yahweh Judah, polluted fine, which cannot be removed, but they die forever. Verse 2. As the mountains are round about Yahweh Judah, so the Yahweh is round about the people from henceforth, even forever. Verse 3. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand unto sin, iniquity. Verse 4, do good to Yahweh unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in that mind. Verse 5, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Yahweh shall lead them forth with the work of iniquity, sin, but peace shall be upon Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. Hallelujah, that's excellent. And peace will be on Israel. All Israel got to do one thing is stop trusting in those in high or low degree and understand one thing. You're on the way back to the sixth anointed camps that teaches the word of Yahweh. Excellent, Mother E. Catch you tomorrow night. Mother D of Israel, what do Jubilees 431 say? Look at that book of Jubilees and get me 431 and see what it says. Mother D of Israel, can you find that book called Jubilees and look at 431?
Okay. Jubilees.
Let's even say that, chapter, Mother.
You said chapter 4?
Yeah, verse 31.
I don't know. Let's see. Jubilees 431.
What did it say that, Mother?
I can't even find it. Oh, my goodness, dear. Chapter 4, verse 31.
Yes, ma'am. Where is
it? I can't find it.
Can't find it? Well, we'll pass it.
No.
We'll pass it up. How about you got it? Okay, we pass it up.
Yeah.
How about Galatians chapter? Well, we'll get it tomorrow night. What about Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9 in the closing statement?
Okay.
Galatians.
Yeah.
Verse 7 through 9, the closing statement. We'll get back tomorrow night. Remember, we're on all
okay.
week long. We'll get back to the most Galatians chapter 6, verse 7.
Galatians chapter 6, verse
what?
Verse
7 down in the closing statement. Verse 7, 8, and 9 in the closing statement.
Galatians chapter 7. I mean, chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
7 mm-hmm. to 9. Verse 7.
Yeah.
Be not deceived. Yahweh is not marked. For whatsoever a man or woman soweth, that shall he or she also reap. Verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he or she that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Brother.
Mother
Israel,
we catch
them all tomorrow. Get back on tomorrow night. You on the clock, come on.
Yes, I want to read Psalms 105, verses 6 and 12, 15. Let me try to do this. Verse 6. All you see of Abraham, his servant, you children of Israel, his chosen. Verse 12. When they were but a few men in numbers, yet very few and strangers in it. Verse 14. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake. 15, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my seers no harm. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. It's Mother D of Israel, Mother E, Mother Z, the mothers out of Kerwan. I'm saying one thing, see right here. We're going to have to hear some Bibles from the one that's in front. So whoever talking Bible, that's the one. You're going to have to be a servant of somebody. In Romans chapter 6, verse 15 down to 16, he said, you're a servant to whoever you yield your mind to. You're going to be a servant to Yahweh, or you're going to be a servant of Satan. Keep that in your mind. We'll catch everybody tomorrow. You're going to be a servant until he shuts you down. So you might as well serve some Yahweh, but the way he's telling you to serve him. And how he's telling you to serve him? In 52 verse 1 of Isaiah, put on your beautiful garments because it is your strength. With them fringes on. Got it? Good. Catch you tomorrow night for some more V-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. The six anointed camps. Shalom.